Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
We are fired up. Hello, champion Sam Crowley. An amazing Monday to you, wherever you are, in over 100 countries around the world. Every day that ends in Y is your day. Hey, you got a great show. This is actually going to be a very special show. I want to chat with you. It's going to be a powerful message. So plug in, stay tuned, enjoy the content. And if you love the Everyday Saturdays podcast, which of course you love the Everyday Saturday podcast, head over to iTunes, leave a 5-star rating. Come on. We want other people to find the show. Want to be the number one podcast on iTunes. You can also go to everydayisaturday.com/podcast to get more of the archives. There's only the last 300 episodes on iTunes. If you want way more than that and you just got to get your fill, go to everydayisaturday.com/podcast. And hey, dive in. Tons and tons, thousands of shows back there. And also make sure you're on my email list at everydaysaturday.com. Just put your name and email in. I'll send you a free audio called The Power of a Dream. And then I'll spam your account. I'm just kidding. I wouldn't spam your account. I'll send you great stuff. Motivation, inspiration, entrepreneurial tips and tricks. Got a big, 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 big email coming to you this week. So stay tuned. So, hey, there's a guy named Rich Donnelly. And Rich Donnelly used to be a third base coach with the Pittsburgh Pirates. And those of you that, I know we have people listen outside of the U.S., baseball, America's pastime here, is played. The oldest game we got. And so if you don't know a lot about it, that's okay. You don't need to. All right. There's way more to this story than just about baseball. So Rich, when he was, Rich Donnelly, when he was coaching the Pittsburgh Pirates back in 1992, for you baseball fans, that would be the Barry Bonds and the Bobby Bonillas and the Andy Van Slykes of the world, and they had a great team. They made it all the way to the division championship on the way to, they were playing the Atlanta Braves at that time to see whoever won that series went to the World Series, okay? And during that time, he got a call from his daughter. And his daughter's name was Amy. And this was actually prior to the playoffs. It was actually during spring training that year. Amy called and talked to her dad and said, "Hey, Dad, I've got bad news for you. I have a brain tumor. I'm sorry." And that's exactly the way she said it. "I have a brain tumor. I'm sorry." Almost apologizing as if it was her fault. Amy was having problems. She was a 17-year-old senior living in Arlington, Texas, with her brothers and her mother. And at the time, she was having a problem with her peripheral vision. You know, she could see straight ahead, but couldn't kind of see, follow the doctor when he's going to move his finger from left to right all the way over there. And so she had the doctor required more tests. And, you know, Rich flew immediately back to Arlington, Texas, to be with Amy and the family. And he said to the doctor, "Give it to me straight, Doc. Just tell me, what are we looking at here?" The doctor said, "Well, Amy's got 9 months or less to live." And like any dad, I mean, come on, your 17-year-old daughter gets that news, you're crushed. You're crushed. So throughout the season, Rich continued to go back and forth from Pittsburgh to Arlington, continued to work for the Pirates. And then they made it, like I said, the Pirates did, to the division series against the Atlanta Braves that year. And it was a great series. Those of you that are baseball fans, you remember, that'd be the Sid Bream sliding into home plate. Francisco Cabrera, right? Is he the one who hit that single that scored Bream? But anyway, that was game seven. In game five of that series, Rich Donnelly had his daughter, Amy, come up, and she had been battling rounds and rounds of chemo, so she had lost her hair. And Rich had his kids, Amy and her brothers, come to the game five against the Braves, where the Pirates actually beat the Braves in that game. And Rich had a funny way of barking out calls to runners on the bases. So somebody would get to second base, and Rich would be the third base coach. So he's on the third base bag there coaching. And he'd have his hands like over his mouth like this. I'm cupping my hands over my mouth. Kind of like if you would yell to somebody. And Amy got the biggest kick out of that. She's like, what's Dad doing out there? What's he yelling out there? Like, what's he probably barking like, hey, bring home Chinese or something. And she had a great time. The Pirates won. And on the ride home, Amy was still laughing about the way her dad was, barking those orders on the base path to the runners. She's like, hey, Dad, what are you yelling out there? The chicken runs at midnight? And Dad's Rich is like, well, that doesn't even mean anything. Everybody got a big laugh out of it. That makes no sense. The chicken runs at midnight. It doesn't even make any sense. So, Amy, you're funny. Yeah. And she was laughing it up, and everybody got a big kick out of it. So the story, goes in another direction. Unfortunately, Amy lost her battle in January, and just a few months later, she passed away. And it really, really crushed the family, as you can imagine. From a sporting perspective, not that this even matters whatsoever, but as I mentioned, the Pirates ended up losing that series in seven. But more importantly, and way more sadly and critically, Amy lost her battle with the brain tumor and passed away. So fast forward to 1997, and back in 1992, Jim Leland was the coach of that Pirates team. He was the manager. In 1997, Jim Leland was the manager of the Florida Marlins. And if you remember, the Florida Marlins had an epic World Series battle with the Cleveland Indians. Went to seven games. And this time, Rich Donnelly was the third base coach of the Florida Marlins. And he was in the opposite. He was actually on the winning team of the World Series that year. And when they were in Game 7... It was a battle, man. That game went 11 innings, the last game of the World Series. And there was a guy throughout that year for the Marlins picked him up on a trade, and his name was Craig Counsell. And I remember this guy. He batted left-handed, and he was just a little skinny kid, you know? And he looked like my buddies in high school, like we were 15 years old. and Rich Donnelly, at that point, had his sons with them. They're 4 years older now. So he had them kind of being bat boys and locker room kids, and they were to be seen and not heard, you know. But the kids got a big kick out of this Craig Counsell guy. And they're like, Dad, he's so skinny. He's like got the chicken wings flapping when he's up there, you know. It's like, wow, he didn't even look older than we do. And they kind of formed a bond with Craig Counsell because he wasn't that much older than Rich Donnelly's sons at the time. So Rich was coaching third base for the Marlins that year, and the kids were having fun getting to know a lot of the players. But this guy, Craig Counsell, they just call him the chicken, you know, because he just looked like that with his wings spreading. So here we go. Fast forward to Game 7, October of that year, 1997, and Craig Counsell's on third base, and it's a tie ball game. And here comes the winning hit for the Florida Marlins. Comes up to the plate. Batter hits it. Goes through. Craig Counsell scores the winning run that wins the World Series that year for Rich Donnelly, Jim Leland, all of the Florida Marlins team. They're going crazy as Counsell goes over and touches home plate. And the place is going nuts. The fans are going crazy. And Rich Donnelly's sons come running over like, Dad, Dad, oh my God. And Rich is like, I know, can you believe we won the World? We finally won the World Series. And the sons are saying, no, 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 Dad, Dad, look at what time it is. It's midnight. The chicken ran at midnight, just like Amy said he would. Dad, do you get it? And Rich looked up at the scoreboard, and it was just a little past midnight. And the chicken, Craig Counsell, the chicken ran at midnight. Let me tell you something. I'm taking all I can do to get through this podcast. I get so choked up. Let me tell you something right now. Whatever you're going through, it may not be what you planned it. It may not even be how you planned it. And you may be sitting alone right now thinking, what the heck am I going to do? Please go search for meaning. Because it may not happen today, next month, next year, or even in the next 3 years. But when you look back on that situation, you will be able to see the meaning. I'm telling you, you will. And you'll be able to say, in that same type of excitement, the chicken ran at midnight. You're going to have that moment happen for you. Because unfortunately, bad things happen to good people. I don't know why a 17-year-old girl who has the rest of her life ahead of her would all of a sudden have a brain tumor and die in less than 9 months. That's more than any parent can bear. But man, that's one of the most amazing stories that Amy Donnelly would say that in 1992, and 5 years later, the chicken ran at midnight.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.